Today we explore the sounds of Portugal with the Lisbon-based quintet Madre Deus and their dynamic vocalist Teresa Salgueiro. Their name is coined from the Lisbon neighborhood where they met and worked, Madre de Deus, and the quintet has been together for 20 years. Their music embodies the distinctive fado and saudade, the melancholy and contemplative soul and sound of Portugal. We speak today with composer and guitarist Pedro Aires Magalhães. Welcome to Crossover, Pedro. You are a composer and a guitarist and a musician as in all ways. And I welcome you and tell you how much we love your newest album, Madre Deus.
Thank you very much.
An interesting story about how you got the name. Can you tell our audience?
So our group is already a project quite old for the world of popular music. We started at least in Europe. We started in a meeting in 19 years ago, in around 86. We started to meet in an old theater in the oriental part of Lisbon.
I see.
In a neighborhood called Madre Deus. Madre Deus means Mother of
Mother
God.
Mother of God.
Is the name of the neighborhood. And by chance, we were able to find a theater company that had his facilities on an old convent, in an old monastery.
Yes.
Called Saint Francis, I don't know, San Francisco. San Francis, convent of Mother Deus. And church is a Baroque church that was submitted to a fire some years before. So it was not more anymore devoted to the cult. It was the siege of an independent theater company. And they lent us the venue at after their session, so after midnight. And that was very nice, too. That's when we meet Teresa. Teresa was a girl with very young, with 17 years old, that loved to sing. She was so happy when she sang. That this and the voice are so beautiful that
yes.
It's become really an inspiration for us.
Yes, she has a pure sound, a very pure sound, a very soothing sound, but it's very clear. And of course, I don't think here in this country we are so terribly familiar with the Portuguese style. Can you explain a little bit? It's kind of, well, this is this a kind of a popular style of music that you
No, this is in those years we have to think a little bit about the context of the creation of this project.
Yes.
We were already after a movement of 10 years perhaps of towards the popular music.
Yes.
Inspired what we could call some cultural patterns of our nation, of our country.
Yes.
And we tried to devise them and sophisticate them and create new symbolisms around them.
I see.
And these influences that were rhythms, philosophies, history, the poetry, also the attitude of people towards life, the religious attitudes, really very sociological
yes.
perspectives that we wanted to melt into an expression, a plastic expression. By those days, we had already played in electric bands, as we call them. But although we used the classical Fender guitars and the Fender bass guitars and the Yamaha drum kits and the Roland synthesizers to do this, we wanted to associate to these sounds our language. And that is not easy, because all around the world, when you hear these instruments, you are immediately waiting to hear to sing in English, in the English language.
Yes.
So you have to do an effort to do some, to be inspired in the funk music or rock music or in the 50s music, the rock and roll, or
yes.
even the more light music from jazz and the big entertainment music of the 40s and 50s, the movie industry, all these fantasies of popular music that are well spread in all the world. We want to use these instruments and these musical constructions, but with Portuguese. So that is not easy. And we started the hard way, which was with the electric equipment.
Yes.
So by those days, you wanted. Now, this is very hard to do because then you have very good bands, but normally you don't have good places, good venues to do the shows, or not enough good equipment. So we have to simplify. And so we kind of we took the wardrobe. Okay, so we naked our project, and we did it with a classical guitar and an accordion and a cello, just instruments that could fit into a single car.
And also, they are real acoustic instruments as well, right?
But we can do a very a concert or a performance or a recital with a great dignity, even if you don't have all the gadgets that
right.
the big concerts used to need of production and for production. So this was the thing we start to do, and it took us like 5 years in the story of our group to create this tradition of doing concerts in the gardens or in monuments or in
museums,
old theaters,
yes, right.
and invite people to sit and hear new songs. So this is not really, the group was not really a group playing country music, in your words, or traditional Portuguese music, or traditional music from Lisbon, or singing the poets of Portugal. No, we were a group of authors trying to create a new concept of concert, of performance, like a musical theater, and inviting people to sit, like a musical of the low-budget musical.
Okay, so yeah. Then it's a combination of singing and actually the classical sound is there. I mean, your instruments sound very classical.
It's the classic, it's the guitar. We could talk a lot to you because...
Yes.
We thought about that, and we said, no, there's the classical guitar. It's an instrument from this part of the world, from Portugal,
yes.
Spain,
of course,
Italy, France, and the north of Africa, Morocco, the lute. They have there is the guitar played with the fingers, and used also as an harmonic instrument,
right?
Like a piano, almost trying to be like a complete uh-huh. instrument, so as a piano, and. For us, these nylon strings are what the best can go with the best sound that could go with the human voice, we thought.
So you have a cello in there, don't you?
No, not anymore. We had till 95, 96.
So now what is the actual group? What are the instruments?
The group is now two classical guitars, a bass guitar, an acoustic bass guitar, and the synthesizer and the voice.
Okay. But the sound that you get, as I say once again, is very distinctive. It's a kind of a new sound, yet there is such a it's so reminiscent of the old kind of chamber music sound.
Exactly. Because we wanted to have this idea of we wanted that once a person hear a song of Mother Deus, to understand that this song could have been played since the
many years
the
ago,
12th century.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes. Now I have some.
The recording could be very old, but it is not. But could be.
Now you
with
you
some materials, you see.
Now Pedro, you have composed the music and the lyrics to a number of these things,
yes.
And you're very poetic, I must say.
Thank you.
Yes, yes. I have some favorites on the album, and I want to ask you about them a little bit. But again, one is a fado. Now, explain to our audience what a fado is. What is it, like the blues or something?
Once I was in your country, in California, and I met a distinguished teacher of California University, and he told me a very interesting thing. He was a student of popular expressions around the world, and he liked very much the fado, but he said, unlike all the others ethnic music from all the world. This
right.
was the one you can recognize as not being fit to dance.
Okay.
And I said, well, this is a very curious perspective. So fado is not so dance. So really, that is not absolutely true. Because in fado, there's clearly two moods. There's a very happy move where people used to dance with it. And then there's the other one, which is a kind of poetical expression, like if it was made to be heard, like if you do a song to have an opportunity to say some words, to say what we call normally a poem.
Right.
And so fado is the music of Lisbon, the traditional music of Lisbon. It's said to be influenced by the Brazilian music, by the North African music, by the Mediterranean music. But in Lisbon, it survived the... Very, it's similar, for instance, for what you can find in the old rebetika music in Greece.
Okay, is it similar
to what you can find to the early works of Carlos Gardel of Argentina?
Oh yes, I was going to say it reminds me of Gardel. It's kind
because
of
because it is what it is, the guitar, which is a modest
right.
instrument.
Okay,
perhaps backed with an accordion or. A double bass or the not the piano is not very usual.
No, but you've got your accordion, you've got some stringed instruments, you have the bandoneon,
but
of course,
the fado,
and
traditionally in Portugal, this form developed into a form where you have the classical guitar make the rhythmic patterns
okay.
and the bass, and the Portuguese guitar, which is a double string
that's
instrument,
a much thinner sound.
Which has a very thinner sound, is like
yes.
a very metal sound. And this instrument, in the form of a water drop or in the form of a heart, is said to cry with the voice.
Uh-huh.
And so these two instruments and the voice, they are the sound of fado.
Can you give me a one word, translate fado, but with one word?
It's destiny.
Destiny.
Or fate.
Hmm.
Fado means fate, destiny.
Fate,
and
fate.
There are a number of songs that some people say it's 300. They are the classical themes of fado. These melodies have known different lyrics.
So it's fate, fate in English, the fate. The
fate, exactly.
Fate, like the fate.
And most of the songs are, like in the tango, like in rebetika, they are a way of... Even like flamenco, they are a way of complaining sometimes our fate, or then rejoicing about our fate.
Ah, yes. I see. So it's really, it's not a sound as much as a style. Now, I have to tell you, Pedro, you're a very, very soulful and passionate person. And you, when did you want to start writing the lyric? I mean, you're very poetic, you know, and of course, being a guitarist, I think that that's quite natural that you want to sing and play your instrument because that's very, very close with guitar. But was it always something that you wanted to do to write? I mean, you really write beautifully, and the lyric is very beautiful.
Yes, I had a very old dream. I was very influenced by the 60s movement. I was very influenced by Kerouac and Bob Dylan and Ginsberg and Getty and Alan Watts. I was very influenced. I was very young but very precocious in reading all these things in the early 70s.
Yes.
And so my dream was really to travel all my life with a guitar and writing songs about my country and find some companions that will like to do that with me and create a musical expression in Portuguese.
I see.
And assembling a difference of our culture in a musical form. So I've dedicated to my life since all my life to this. I've been very happy in finding good companions and also good masters and I think I also can say a good tradition in my country, a good culture that's enough open to allow to create new things, so to say. Also I had this particular thing in my life that when I of living after 13, 14 years old, I was growing in a revolutionary society.
Yes. Okay.
That was very open. So I really decided against some family advices and some other things. I decided really to cultivate the music and the writing of music. And,
but it's not political
and,
at all.
And the production of shows and living with dignity with that.
It's not political at all. It's mostly of the senses. You write about feelings and about memories and so on. I mean,
I try to write to whatever can be related to Portugal and to the rest of the world. So my songs want to be translated.
Uh-huh. Good.
They want to be translated. So I try to avoid considerations about political or social political moments. And I think that we have to have a freedom where we deal with our human condition, you say, everywhere and above all. We have to have this field where everybody can deal with this condition or human condition.
Because it is universal, right?
I try to do this.
It's universal, the human condition, right?
Yeah.
Now, did you study guitar classically, or did you just pick it up and, you know?
Yes, I studied for 4 or 5 years. I studied the guitar in the Lisbon Academy, and but very early in the, you know, when I was 18, I started to along with the studies of guitar. I studied psychology, and I started to do bands.
I see.
And because that was like a pioneer work, we wanted to have everything. We wanted to have bands performing and people dancing and people relating with music. So I decided to have this social activity, this public activity with the music beside the studies in the academy, which are very close and
yes,
for very
of course.
Different purposes. And, I can say that although I've studied some years, important years, perhaps six, I've not finished the course of music. But I have to say that more than a student, I was an autodidact, you see. Self-taught.
Self-taught. Well, I wish you the very best. We love your music here.
Thank you very much.
I wish you could translate the lyrics. We don't have...
I translated all the albums, but that one.
Okay.
And I'll explain you why.
Well...
So all the albums are translated, but that one. Because that one, was, as I tell you before, Faluas do Tejo was the mother of those albums for Lisbon.
I see.
I didn't want it to have the words in Portuguese and in English, like to be a tourist thing.
I see. It's
an
very
album for
your people.
For
Lisbon. Yes.
But then on our website, or is the very in some days I will have the translations.
Well, that'll be another project for you. Okay.
Yes.
Thank you once again, Pedro. A delight to speak with you, and the very best of luck and regards to all of your wonderful companions.
I will tell them. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye bye. A song of saudade. Saudade, a state of mind in which a person allows himself to experience contradictory feelings or cultivate nonlinear thoughts about love, life, and time. So says Pedro Magalhães. For Madre Deus, saudade is the key and the reason we make music. I'm Jill Pasternak. Until next time on Crossover.